Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Election Commission asks political parties to refrain from misusing artificial intelligence and synthetic content in poll campaigning. Also directs chief election officers to ensure every polling station is equipped with assured minimum facilities and voter assistance. Four-day-long Chhath Puja celebrations begin today in different parts of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to share songs related to the festival. Indian Railways notifies more than 6,000 special trains for smooth return journey of passengers after festive season. Government adds two more investment options for government employees under National Pension System and Unified Pension Scheme. Financial Action Task Force warns Pakistan that its removal from grey list in October 22 does not make it immune to money laundering and terrorist financing. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and Australia to be played today in Sydney. And now the news in detail. Election Commission has asked political parties, candidates and campaign representatives for responsible use and disclosure of synthetically generated information and AI-generated content during elections. Through an advisory, it has asked to label any synthetically generated or AI-altered image, audio or video used or disseminated for campaigning purposes as AI-generated, digitally enhanced or synthetic content covering at least 10% of the visible display area. Additionally, such content shall prominently disclose the name of entity responsible for its generation in the metadata or accompanying caption. The Commission has also called for restraint on publishing or forwarding any content that is unlawful and misrepresents the identity, appearance or voice of any person without their consent and created with the intent to mislead or deceive the electorate. The Election Commission has issued directions to the chief electoral officers of the states and UTs to ensure that every polling station is equipped with assured minimum facilities and voter assistance during poll day. Assembly election is scheduled in Bihar on 6th and 11th of next month, and by-elections in seven states will be held on 11th November. Assured minimum facilities include drinking water, waiting shed, toilet with water facility, adequate lighting, a ramp of proper gradient for PWD electors, a standard voting compartment, and proper signage. Campaigning has intensified for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Polling in this phase will be held on 6th November in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Star campaigners of both NDA and Mahagathbandhan are holding back-to-back rallies in poll-bound constituencies. Issues of development, law and order, unemployment, migration and education are being raised prominently during the campaign. Our correspondent has filed this report.
BJP star campaigner and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will continue his campaign for the NDA candidates for the second consecutive day today. Mr. Shah will address public rallies in Khagadia, Munger and Nalanda districts. Janata Dal United National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will address election rallies in Dumra in Baksar district and Ramkrishna Nagar in Patna district. Meanwhile, Hindustani Awam Morcha patron and Union Minister Jitan Ram Manji will address separate public meetings in Madhepura, Saharsa and Darbhanga. On the other hand, from the Grand Alliance, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Vikasshil Insan Party chief Mukesh Sahni will address election rallies in Gogri, Alauli and Bad in Khagadia and Patna districts. In addition, Prasant Kishore, founder of the Jan Suraj Party, Tej Pratap Yadav, chief of the Jan Shakti Janata Dal and leaders of AIMIM will also address several election rallies in poll-bound constituencies. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The four-day-long Chhath Puja celebrations will begin today in different parts of the country. Dedicated to the worship of the sun god and his sister Chhati Maiya, the festival emphasizes purity, gratitude and the well-being of one's family.
Jalwa ke paath par uke lan suruj mal jaake dhuke se ghar luke.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to share songs related to the festival, saying he would repost them over the next few days. Taking to social media, Prime Minister said devotees across Bihar and the country are already engaged in preparations with devotion. Railway is now gearing up for the safe and comfortable return journey of passengers after the Chhath Puja festivities. For the period 28th October till November, 6,181 special trains have been notified to facilitate passengers returning to their workplaces after festival season. Railway Board's Executive Director Publicity, Dilip Kumar, told Akashvani News that around 30 stations in Bihar are gearing up for the festive rush with holding areas, additional ticket counters, CCTV surveillance and other passenger-friendly arrangements.
Indian Railways is running more than 12,000 trains in this festive season. We have run thousands of the train to take the passengers to their destination during Deepavali and Chhath. Now we are prepared to take them back after the festival. We have identified more than 30 stations from where we are expecting more number of passengers for their return journey. These stations include Patna, Danapur, Ara, Buxar and many other stations in Bihar and Eastern Uttar Pradesh. And we will be running more than 6,000 trains in this period. We are also playing Chhath songs in various stations through our passenger announcement system and through other modal sound system also to create an environment of festivity. This is the season of festivals after Durga Puja and Deepavali. We are going to celebrate Chhath. So this is a great occasion for all of us and the railway is fully geared up to help the passengers.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Government has approved the extension of LC-75 and BLC investment options to central government employees under both the National Pension System, NPS, and the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. This is in line with the continued demand from central government employees for a broader range of investment options similar to those available to non-government subscribers. These options are designed to enhance flexibility in retirement planning and allow employees to manage their retirement corpus according to individual preferences. Under NPS and UPS, the central government employees can now choose from a range of investment options like the default option. The decision will offer key benefits such as greater flexibility and choice, glide path mechanism, broadened auto choice options, and support for informed planning. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the housing sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided a major boost to the housing and construction sector by making essential materials more affordable. The GST rate on marble and granite blocks has been reduced from 12% to 5%, lowering the finishing and flooring costs. Similarly, the tax rate on cement has been cut from 28% to 18%, reducing overall construction cost. Furthermore, GST on sand lime bricks have also been slashed to 5% from the previous 12% tax. Talking to the media, Jasmant Widia, the chairman of an apex body representing private real estate developers, said that the GST cuts are benefiting the real estate sector by reducing the cost of building materials.
Government has reduced the rate of cutting in GST. It has reduced the rate of cements, granite, stone, brick, stone in many things. Accordingly, it has benefited a lot in our real estate and the benefit that we will give to our end users, the people who own affordable houses, will benefit a lot.
These reforms are not only making housing and infrastructure development more affordable, but also promoting sustainable practices in the construction sector. With Samarth, Saklain Akhtar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $4.5 billion to over $702 billion for the week ending October 17, mainly driven by a surge in gold reserves. Held by the Reserve Bank of India as part of the country's foreign exchange reserves, gold reserves surged by $6.2 billion to exceed $108.5 billion for the first time, supported by a sharp rise in global gold prices and increased purchases by the central bank. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has warned Pakistan that its removal from the grey list in October 2022 does not make it immune to money laundering and terrorist financing. During a press conference in France, FATF President Elisa de Anda Madarazo has emphasized that countries, including Pakistan, must continue implementing measures to prevent and deter crimes. These comments come amid reports of Jaish-e-Mohammed using digital wallets to fund terror camps, masking financial flows. Ms. Madarazo said any country that exits the grey list is not bulletproof for the actions of criminals, either money launderers or terrorists. Days after recent border clashes with Pakistan, Afghanistan's Taliban-led administration has announced plans to begin construction of dams over the Kunar River. This is a key waterway that flows into Pakistan's northwestern region. The move by the Afghans is expected to restrict the water flow in Pakistan. In a social media post, the Deputy Information and Culture Minister for Publication of Afghanistan, Muhajir Farahi, said that the order was given by Taliban Supreme Leader Hibatullah Akhundzada and instructed authorities to start work on the project as soon as possible. In men's cricket, the third and final ODI of the three-match series between India and Australia will be played at the Sydney Cricket Ground today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. India suffered a two-wicket defeat at the Adelaide Oval on Thursday, resulting in the hosts securing an unassailable 2-0 lead. Indian women wrestlers Hanshika Lamba and Sarika Malik have advanced to the finals of Under-23 World Wrestling Championship in Serbia. They will compete for the gold medal today against their Japanese opponents. Indian women wrestlers also won 5 bronze medals in their respective weight categories. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabji. Most newspapers today open with the tragic details of the accident on the outskirts of Kurnool district in Andhra Pradesh. 20 killed as bus bursts into flames after a bike collision, writes the Hindustan Times. The other story that takes the limelight today is of the poll campaign in Bihar. The Statesman leads with PM Modi launches Bihar poll campaign, plays OBC card. Jaishankar slams UN for failing to act against nation-shielding terrorists, notes the Statesman. The Indian Express mentions India and US begin work on trade draft, Goel underlines, no deal with a gun to the head. Seeing it as a major risk for retail investors, SEBI directs mutual funds not to invest in pre-IPO placements, writes the Hindu Business Line. And finally, most newspapers today pay rich tributes to the legendary ad man, from Mile Sur Mera Tumhara to Ab Ki Baar Modi Sarkar, Piyush Pandey dies, notes the pioneer. More than the mind, he believed an ad needed to touch the heart. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission asks political parties to refrain from misusing artificial intelligence and synthetic content in poll campaigning. Also directs chief electoral officers to ensure every polling station is equipped with assured minimum facilities and voter assistance. 4-day-long Chhath Puja celebrations begin today in different parts of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to share songs related to the festival. Indian Railways notifies more than 6,000 special trains for smooth return journey of passengers after festive season. Government adds two more investment options for government employees under National Pension System and Unified Pension Scheme. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and Australia to be played today in Sydney. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.